It's time to embark on a new adventure.
You came here to have new experiences and live your life. Think of all the possibilities.
They say go big or go home, right?
And try something different.
Hello, Simone.
What's wrong?
You've just never called me Simone before.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, May 18th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. There's more romance and drama in Virgin River's future. During Netflix's upfront presentation on Wednesday, the streamer announced a handful of renewals, including a sixth season pickup for its soapy drama Virgin River, which is set to premiere its fifth season sometime this fall. Additionally, Netflix doubled down on Jenny and Georgia, its twisted mother-daughter story, by picking up the drama for a third and fourth season. All of that news comes after Netflix's recent renewals of The Diplomat and The Night Agent. And the master of ceremonies for this year's Shark Week is none other than the King of Atlantis. Aquaman star Jason Momoa will host the annual Discovery Channel event, which returns this summer for its 35th year. Momoa will be setting up all the happenings throughout the television event, which includes original explorations of sharks from new and previously explored seascapes. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Well, folks, it is a rocky road from here on today's number three pick. On the two-hour season finale of Grey's Anatomy, Luke and Simone's feelings for each other are pretty obvious, but even after Luke told Simone not to get married to Trey, she seems set on still going through with it. If Luke sees her for who she really is, like he says, will she pick him in the end? Plus, Meredith is back. But her reunion with the surgeons in Boston quickly becomes awkward when she's reunited with Nick. Here's a preview.
I can't deny what you feel, but I'm getting married today. What
do we do? And now, the Catherine Fox Award. The way is not clear.
I told you I loved you, and you pretended not to hear me. Where do we go
from here? Changed my entire life to revolve around you.
I never asked you to.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, my God. Where do we go from here?
And while in Boston, the award ceremony for the coveted Catherine Fox Award will be given out, and two of Grace Sloan's doctors are nominated, Dr. Nick Marsh and Dr. Winston Ndugu. Who will win and who will end up heartbroken? The two-hour season finale of Grey's Anatomy kicks off tonight at 9 on ABC. Number two. Prayers have been answered on the season finale of our number two pick, Mrs. Davis. Simone's love for Jay is tested after she learns what she's destined to sacrifice in order to destroy the Holy Grail. Then, over at the pyramid facility, Wiley tries to earn his boots and faces his own potential downfall. And Simone and her mom share a tender moment while contacting Mrs. Davis. Here's a sneak peek.
You must be angry at me. I accused you of conspiring with your father for years.
You believed what you needed to believe, and there's comfort in that. I get it.
Comfort is no reason to ignore reality, Elizabeth.
Would you proxy for me?
Now?
It's important.
All right. Hello, Simone. What's wrong?
You've just never called me Simone before.
I'm not calling you Simone. She is calling you Simone. I am just saying what she's saying. I thought that is what you wanted.
You're right. I'm sorry. Sorry. Hello, Mrs. Davis.
Well, sometimes love can be a sacrifice. The season finale of Mrs. Davis is streaming now on Peacock. Yeah. It's trivia time. Today is the debut of the series Exo Kitty, a spinoff of author Jenny Han's To All the Boys I've Loved Before movie franchise. More on Exo Kitty in just a minute. Now, Han is actually behind another popular teen novel series that's also been adapted into a show. Which one is it? The Summer I Turned Pretty, Pretty Little Liars, or Heartstopper? Stick around for that answer, as well as more on our number one pick, Exo Kitty. What to Watch, we'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. It's time to do some soul searching. Our number one pick is the new series Exo Kitty. If you couldn't get enough of the To All the Boys I've Loved Before movie series, well, then you are in luck. This new Netflix series follows To All the Boys' Lara Jean's little sister, Kitty, as she creates a whole new life for herself in the name of true love. She embarks on a journey to Seoul, Korea, where her pen pal and first love Day lives and attends the Korean Independent School. But upon enlisting in the school and surprising Day, Kitty gets a surprise she never anticipated. Here's the trailer.
I know when two people are meant for each other. I felt it for Lara Jean and Peter. Hi. And I feel it for me and Day. Korean Independent School of Seoul, the school mom went to, is the same one Day goes to. I applied to KISS, and I got in.
Did I just let my youngest daughter go to Korea to have sex with her boyfriend?
No. Maybe. If you want what you want, you want it.
Do you have family here?
No, just my boyfriend.
I can't wait to surprise him. You're better than the man
I knew. We were in love. I'm looking for a Day.
So you're the pen pal?
Yo, Day.
Kitty, I need to tell you something.
Kitty? This is Day, my boyfriend.
What is happening? What? I never seen a girl crash into a dessert tower before? If
you
want.
To go home.
This isn't all about a boy.
I'm ready to start experiencing new things.
I want my own adventure.
To new experiences.
Your aggressive perkiness may have charmed you back home, but here you'll need to put in more work.
I'd be happy to offer you a ride to the airport.
Hard pass.
You'll have the love of your life 20 feet away from you. Don't blow that.
You came here to have new experiences and live your life. Think of all the possibilities.
They say go big or go home, right? If you want what you want,
then you want it. So, can Kitty win back the love of her life? Or will living in Korea bring other unexpected surprises? All episodes of Exo Kitty are streaming now on Netflix. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following YA series is based on a Jenny Han novel? The Summer I Turned Pretty, Pretty Little Liars, or Heartstopper? Well, the season is upon us. The answer is The Summer I Turned Pretty. The Prime Video series is set to come back July 14th with weekly episodes of everyone's favorite gang in Cousins Beach. That is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.